Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author, radio show host. But most of all, I'm a student of life. And that is something that I've really expanded into. And to be a student of life, you become unattached to life and you walk in wisdom. When I say you walk in wisdom, that means you're always in an inquisitive investigation to live in a higher realm of your own life. And as I open up to this, I've really expanded in the last 3 weeks. And it's really about taking 100% responsibility for your life right where you're at in life. Whatever is going on, wherever you're at, be 100% responsible for you being there. And if you're there, what is it that you're there to expand through, or what did you disavow, and what didn't you pay attention to? That is the biggest thing for me right now, is what didn't I pay attention to? As I go through this and I start to understand this and I expand into this, I really discovered I obey old habits I didn't want and desire. I didn't even want them in my life. So as I go through this, I stop being a procrastination about what's going on. Instead, I opened up to what is happening in my life. And I become less critical and more optimistic in my own extravaganza. Because when you take responsibility, you really get to stay away from everything. Because you don't get caught up in the criticism, you don't get caught up in the condemning of everything. You really open up to new things, and you really open up to who you are and what is going on in your life. It really allows you to start disobeying everything that goes on in your life. And that is something I'm really starting to enjoy and really understand in my life. And as I go through this, I become less locked and blocked in having to know everything. And I really open up to understanding life. And, you know, as I do this, I really don't have to live in forgiveness or anything else. I'm just there accepting my responsibility, and I'm really being willing to move forward in every facet of my life. And as I do this, fear and being scared become a non-participant in my life. And as we do this, and as I've done this, I've really, really have expanded into some different things. And what I've really expanded into, I got some books out there. Lots of them. On my webpage, my author's webpage is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And really the thing about it is when I forgive me, I'm free. And it allows me to stop thinking about what's going on. And writing everything in the first person allows me to take 100% responsibility for who I am. And, you know, the thing is, when I started doing that, I really started seeing different things. The one that really open me up as I forgive me, because I stopped looking at everybody else's life and doing everything. You know, I quit just being caught up in stuff. And it allowed me to write the sky right. This is in the book, I Forgive Me, I'm Free. I skywrite my hallowed name for the world to see, as I see my name in the universal marquee light that dawn a bright delight in my heart, offering an innate stature to eliminate the skies with potentate sovereignty, ignited my regal seer to see the world let go of their infernal need to try and change. Instead, people infuse the guts to expand. Because I now realize you can change positive into pessimism in a blink of an eye, to die on the vine of venomous viruses from within. My mundane ingrained imprints are deeply rooted in my behavioral belief. I now open my omniific eyes to cognize when I choose to expand my ingrained imprints that are asleep, unlocking my intuitive acquisitiveness to embellish eavesdropping on the world's capitalistic wisdom, because I now realize capitalism, I speak magnificently to see that I serve mankind with my infocrating, pioneering percipience. To see I am free, living my dreams in esteemed elegance, freelance is my omni-wise, as I feel my cascading cash flow, fill my prosperity accounts. And that's the way I write my rhymes, and that's really, with rhymes, I've really started to expand. And I Forgive Me, I'm Free is on my Amazon webpage, and it's also on my webpage, cowboy-wisdom.com. And I'm getting my website all revamped. But here's something I can really, when you take responsibility, and you start really having a forward-looking attitude, you really get to do some different things with your life. And you really get to be more energetic with your dreams. And that is what that is. And that really opens it up. And you can go to my... author's page on Amazon, and you can see the Flow in the Glow, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom. And I want to read you a little bit from my book, I Approve of Me. I Approve of Me Sets Me Free is about understanding all the negative people and all the and negativity in the world. Unlocks the visionary valor within me. To Approve of Me Sets Me Free. To live my sour desires, I write about my journeys, open my heart to see. I was addicted to my paycheck that kept me inside a comfort zone that felt good to the conscious mind but was very unsavory to my spiritual entrepreneur, for sure. I unblocked the guts to bear my heart and soul to write the ruthless truth about my hindrance, unleash my galloping gutsiness to appreciate my valor, to show the world a way to experience life by ride the tides of prosperity with heart supremacy, to liberate their avant-garde widom. The definition of widom means wisdom, innovation, talent, energizes my mammoth money flow. Undoes a bold buzz within me to show me wisdom, innovation, and trusting my talents, walk them through their paths of prosperity. And that's what life does. It unlocks your life to dance in prosperity when you choose to expand out of what is holding you back. And as I go through this and I start to really unlock some things, the more I read my own stuff, the more freer I become. And then with some other stuff, I really open up in a new way. As I now understand taking 100% responsibility for whatever I'm at and whatever's going on allows me to take out the ridicule of thinking somebody else did something wrong. And really all that happened is I just chose to do this. And this is from the book, My Visionary I Am. My visionary I am boons the universal ethers, unveiling my bright, omni-effic omnipotence, unleashing my unique, undaunted visionary I am, unmask my visionary, vivid, imaginative savant, igniting my omni-wise nirvana, animating revolutionary Yahweh, intrepidly animating my Maharashi, swishing wisdom to stream from my God within, set free my Christ charisma, to phenomenally magnetize the cosmic ethers, enticing a magnificent marriage of my esteemed dreams. God, infinite spirit, the mystical, magical heavens of miracles, heart, spirit, heart, and soul, and DNA in all levels of mind. Spiritual seashores, a metaphysical enchantment and a physical playground, and Mrs. Universe, womb of endlessness. From chaos to challenge to serenity to lavish luxury, because I now understand a mountain of turmoil, my egotistical erroneousness expands into my ocean of wealth as my visionary I am realizes anger, frustration, or egotism. Our egotism destroyers erasing, I serve myself first, because fusing what I think I know is an absolute. It is a recognized everything that I know is a standstill pill, leaving me ill, creating a pilfering sterility. And my innovative scenery is instantaneously dissolved, immediately revolving my intrepid inspirational integrity and naturalizing my Titan regal admirations for my astonishing visionary I am. And that's on my website at cowboy-wisdom.com, and also it's on my Amazon page at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. As I open up to see the world expand, when I took 100% responsibility for whatever was going on where I'm at, I stopped looking around to see who I could blame for something that was happening. Instead, I looked in the mirror and saw the seer to see where life is going and how it's doing and where it's going for me. And that really opened me up in a bold way. But as I go through this, every day becomes a little, I become more assured of who I am and where I'm going. And as I go through this, I'm really starting to see that life plays games without me being involved. And this is from Flow in the Glow, the book Flow in the Glow. I'm in the flow of the glow of my galvanizing, luminary, omnipotent wisdom to say I won my game of life. I'm in the flow of the glow of my genius glow with this magnificent. I unleash my galvanizing leadership, which opens my winning wisdom that lays beneath my skin to brazenly gleam my bold lightning bolt to putzma that highlights my glittering star and lightens and brightens my omnipresent worldly revered honor. By fervently living, I outwardly salute my gracious, lionizing, onward oracle wizardry, gloriously galvanizing lavish luxury, luxurious gifts from all sources in the universe. I instantly generate a gigavolt electrons that excite my 1 billion volts of electricity, instantly illuminate my visionary, omnipotent, lurid, trend-setting superstar gleam, vividly beams my gallant, luminescent, omniscient wisdom and glowingly lights up the worldwide opalescent wealth that ignites dynamite awesome mod of my insight, purely triumphant epitome. Fearfully let fly my omnipotent worldly feistiness, unshackling my world oracle wise to comprehend the fact that everybody is my teacher. awesomely authorizes me to undefend my physical plane, my follower encrypted sheep knowledge, as I now open to the world, exposing my genuine, lively, invincible, convincible, forthright cheekiness. See how them words go deep with inside you, and see how they free you up when you do that. And that's what taking, and it really allows you to stop obeying your bad habits and things, stuff like that. I mean, I can tell you things that about me, but one thing I did when I started understanding this, I expanded into the infection of rejection. And when you reject something, you're not rejecting it on the outside, you're rejecting it on the inside. And then it becomes an infection, and I did this, and I never laughed so hard as I got over it. I would reject somebody, and then next thing you know, I'd want them. So I'd go through all the silly male egotistical safaris to get there. I mean, you know what, what we do. And anyway, I laughed and I giggled when I found this out and I discovered it. And anyway, it was terrifying at the time. I mean, it really was. But it was all done in my egotistical selfishness. And when I took responsibility and stopped obeying this and saw the infection of rejection and turned it into the reflection of rejection, this all became very funny for me. Not funny, you become humorous on how I do that, because really, when you become the infection of rejection, you're afraid to do anything. You think you're this big, tough person, but you do things very unsavory. And that was funny, because now I can laugh about it, and it's kind of like the pain's gone, and I expanded out the silliness of it. But what I've really opened up to understanding is nothing happens in the real world without happening inside me. It's inside me that it goes. See, this, there's so much goes on inside us that we don't even understand it's there. And that's kind of, that's where I was. And, you know, the thing I really open up to is we try too hard to stay the same. And that is really something I've done. And I really understand the more I take the success of myself, the better off I am. And I've got a new CD coming out, Letting Go, and it's all about me expanding, and that's what I'm really into now. And I just want to really open up here and tell people, when you stop obeying the bad habits and thinking you have to make somebody else happy and all this other thing, and even let go of the words of happiness of happy and become 100% responsible, you really become very, very sure of yourself. You become more assured of yourself. And that is kind of where it all happens. And now this is from Fear Is My Friend, this here. Fear is my friend, expanding astute revelations, opening my heart, eyes, spirit, chakras, body, cells, and mind. Fear edifies, admitting first real truths and expanding astute revelations. My fears are emotional energy in my internal landscape that broaden my boldness, inaugurating rainbow brilliance to embrace the innate canniness that I encompass, except when I overlook the emotional charge of my fears. With that, I'm instantly in a Donnybrook in my inner identity, instigating my termite of turmoil into raising Cain, because I am locked and blocked in living the insane of the same, as I am struck in the mundane, because I wailed and fail, unwilling to book the look of wealth and success. Therefore, I now cherish the qualms to be calm, to famously book the look of wealth and success, realizing my titan of triumph with a new wave of peerless prudence. And I instantly grasp with an aspiring look to book my keenly focused, eagle-eyed, all-wise regality. To brilliantly broadcast, I'm a student of my journey. I'm the master of my destiny. I'm the teacher of my own experience to fathom my fears, emotionally animate, real, insightful enlightenment, because my fears are my first expressive admiration of my iron will to embark upon my journey. My journey is to fertilize my sagacity, to emphasize that my fears are my friends, that which enties my thrill-seeking cowboy to realize I compromise the wise. I comprise the wise to unleash my dreams, to live them in a bold new way. And that fear is my friend, and that's also on Amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. It really is about us taking responsibility and quit thinking you have to forgive somebody because they did something. Taking responsibility for what that is and everything that happened allows you to go free. There's nobody to forgive. You can forgive me, and please forgive me. It goes like this. I turn it over, you know, it really goes, you turn it over to a higher power. I thank you, I love you, please forgive me, and I'm sorry. And, you know, the thing is nobody has ever done anything to me that I didn't do to myself. Yeah, humanly and all through the other stuff, we think we do all this other stuff, but we really don't. We really stay the same, and everything stays the same because we keep doing the same thing because we never, ever realize it. We're 100% responsible for whatever goes on around you. And it really takes anger and frustration out of a lot of things because it never allows you to get caught up in the trap, in the clap traps of whatever that is. You know, we set self traps inside ourselves, and then we get all tangled up in the traps, and then we forget what's going on, and then we get mad and everything else. But it's really about us just letting go of that and expanding into whatever. And it's really about allowing yourself just to be and be okay with everything that happened in your life. Because I never, ever get caught up now. And I'm still in the beginning stages of this. This is going to get omnipotently animated in my life because it's going to be fun. And I don't even know if omnipotently is a word, but it's my word. See, that's the thing. You can make up words. You can do whatever you choose. But here's the question I had to ask myself. And I really am expanding into this. Am I a human in any way, or am I a spiritual energy in a metaphysical electrical body to make life work? Because I really don't tell my heart to beat, 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 beat. It does it on its own. You know, outside of my physical work applications and stuff like that, how much of that is done automatically by you without you even realizing that it's going on? So what is it that is holding you in the same place and always looking for somebody to forgive? How does forgiveness become holding me back thing? And how does forgiveness really shut you down and hold you in the same place for every day? But I tell you this now, I've opened my eyes to understand that life becomes more fun and free when I take responsibility, because I'm there to be the student to be the master, to be the maestro of my own deity. And that way the universe, God, and everybody's my orchestra. Or I'm there, I'm the maestro of my own orchestra, or opening life to expand in every way. And, you know, life is a hello, a goodbye, hello, and welcome every day. It's goodbye to the unrequired and desired every day. Hello to my dreams and my wealth and success. Every day is my wealth and success and my dreams. Say hello, Rob. Come on in. Sit right down. Let's drink some tea and be free in our spiritual spree to dance the world in a bold new way. See, then little rhymes like that, they take over. And then when you're responsible, you become free. And it's a free in the inner freedom. Once you become unlocked and unblocked in there, you really open up to everything else. And, you know, something with rejection. When you think you're smarter or better than somebody, you're in the infection of rejection because it's a jealousy and an envy. And it's something that's unsavory within you. Because just because where you're at in the physical world doesn't mean the spiritual world has to put up with it. Because in spirit, we're the same. And in heart, we're the same. Just some people trust their heart more than other people. And as you open up to that, you really realize that when you got the guts to be responsible, you got the guts to win your game of life and be free and have fun taking life as an opportunity to see me go in my own ways. But I now allow me to see what is happening in my life because I live in internal freedom. And as I live in internal freedom, I'm the freedom, and that's a freed one. But when you take in responsibility, you're free because you stop looking for everything in a good way. But, you know, I dance now in my own way, in my own life. And, you know, I've done things I'm not real proud of. I'm going to admit that. Some things I'm downright discouraged at myself. But, you know, the thing is, I forgive me. I'm free. I never have to take the bad away from anybody. I can really unlock and let myself do what I need to do. And understand that life is going to flow no matter what happens. And that's what my books do, my CDs, Money is My Friend, Visionary Vocabulary, and everything that is really, really excellent in every phase of my life. Because I choose to be what it is and how it's going and how much fun it is. So now I'm going to give you my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. As I open my eyes to see who I am, I become free in a bolder, bigger way. And that's what I choose to do with my hypnotherapy, NLP, timeline coaching. It's to expand. I teach my journey and allow people to expand their own way. And all my books are published at Freedom of Speech Publishing. So now, as I open my eyes to see what is happening, I become freer in my soul. And I really want to thank you and all my listeners and everybody involved. I thank you very much. And as I go forward, I want to see everybody live in their dreams and their wealth and success and whatever they choose because you deserve it and you are worthy of it. But you really have the wisdom and the talent to do whatever you choose. So now, anyway, I want to say goodnight and I will see you Thursday night. And may your life be as blessed as you are of a blessing to me. And goodnight.